Welcome to Game Changers, the official podcast of the Women's Sports Museum. I'm your host, Lisa Michael, recording today at IMG Academy Studios. This podcast is dedicated to sharing the empowering stories and journeys of women in sports that continue to define her story. Each of our guests is a game changer in a different area of the sports industry, from athletes to the women who work behind the scenes in the corporate offices and on the sidelines, contributing to what makes the games we love so special to watch. Each episode is geared towards inspiring everyone who dreams of working in sports through stories of passion, perseverance, triumph on the path to success, and lessons learned along the way. We invite you into the world of sports and through the lens of these incredible women who are game changers. And today we are joined by President of NCSA, Lisa Strassman. Lisa is president of NCSA College Recruiting, as well as one of the first competitive female ice hockey players in Illinois. She went on to captain the women's hockey team at Yale University, and after graduation, she played professional hockey in Switzerland. Lisa joined NCSA as a recruiting coach in 2004 and helped create the digital platform that continues to guide thousands of student athletes and their parents through the college athletic recruiting process. During her tenure as president, NCSA has steadily grown in the number of college commitments, as well as expansion of its recruiting services to more sports. NCSA is also consistently named one of the top digital companies in Chicago and has been recognized as one of the best places to work. In addition to her role as president, she's a frequent speaker and featured panelist at events including SSXSW and Women's in Sports and Events. She has also written articles for Fast Company and Entrepreneur Magazine and many more. She resides in Chicago with her husband, son, daughter, and an old English sheepdog. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us today and welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be here.
Great. Well, let's go ahead and get started. So tell us a little bit about what NCSA is.
Yeah, so NCSA is an online product of IMG Academy, and we are a college recruiting network that connects high school student athletes with college coaches. And for over the last 20 years, we've helped high school student athletes find the right college fit. We do that through our recruiting education and our digital recruiting network. So we're the world's largest college athletic recruiting platform. We have over 40,000 college coaches across 31 sports who use the product on a daily basis to recruit student athletes to fill their rosters.
Awesome. So share us about the partnership between IMG and NCSA, of course, and the importance of this connection.
Yeah, It's a really special and important connection. So IMG Academy, as you probably know, is best known for the boarding school here in Bradenton, Florida, but also has two online products that really contribute to its mission of empowering student athletes to win their future. And NCSA is one of those products, and the other is IMG Academy Plus, which is a digital coaching product with a focus on personal development through the lens of sport performance. So on the NCSA side, we've really partnered and collaborated with IMG Academy for many years. And now as one company, we're able to really enhance our ability to support our student athletes by bringing the best of the best from what happens here in Bradenton, Florida, to student athletes around the world. No matter where they may be seated, they're able to get some of the greatness from Bradenton, such as mental performance coaching, nutrition coaching. Kids can now get that from the comfort of their own homes using really the excellence that was built here on campus. And then NCSA also plays a big role in helping to recommend IMG Academy as an option for kids when they're developing their skills through high school. And many of our student athletes come to camps and even school in Bradenton.
It's amazing. So what would you say are some of the common misconceptions about collegiate sports, the recruitment process that you encounter, and how does NCSA address those?
There's a lot of misconceptions about athletic recruiting. So one common misconception is that a lot of families think that, I hear the old phrase, if you're good enough, you'll get discovered. And we really address this by helping kids understand that, that that's just not always the case. College coaches only have so much reach to find student athletes. And there's also so much that goes into being a successful recruit beyond your performance on the field. Coaches are looking for academics. Can you even get into the school? Character, what kind of a student athlete you are in the locker room. Is as well as the athletic ability. So it's really important to be proactive in the recruiting process to get on college coaches' radars and to, you know, make those inroads no matter what your athletic talent is. It's just not as easy as always getting discovered. There's so much great talent really around the country and even around the world. And then another common misconception is that only Division I programs offer opportunities. A lot of families are going to get hung up on what we call the name game or the schools that you see on ESPN. And the reality is there are so many opportunities beyond those big name schools that are great experiences academically and athletically where kids can compete and have just world-class college opportunities. That, you know, they may, some of them might be at schools that they've never even heard of. So at NCSA, we really help kids find, it's all about finding that right college fit where you can thrive as a student athlete and play the sport you love.
Love that. That's great. And how would you say the landscape of the recruitment process has evolved over the years, and how is NCSA adapting to these changes?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, NCSA has actually led a lot of the changes. So, you know, I've been with NCSA almost 20 years now, and the landscape of collegiate sports recruiting has changed a lot. And it's really evolved with advancements in technology and then also changes in NCAA rules and regulations. And NCSA set the tone by, you know, we created the digital recruiting platform that has allowed college coaches to recruit nationally and even globally without leaving their desk. We were the first organization to provide online videos and profiles of student athletes for college coaches where they could really recruit from their desk with profiles in their inbox versus you know trying to span the country, which just wasn't realistic to travel all over. So NCSA really led the charge there. And then, you know, we stay on top of the ever-changing recruiting rules so we can provide the very best recruiting education to our families, whether it's transfer rules or NIL or just the common NCAA rules that are, you know, constantly evolving.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And how would you say that the NCSA works with coaches and college programs to facilitate the recruitment process?
Yeah, so NCSA provides college coaches with tools to help them recruit more effectively and more efficiently. So this includes facilitating communication between coaches and prospective student athletes. And then we also provide coaches with access to a diverse pool of talent, helping them find the right recruits in that pool. So it's not just about, you know, volume. It's really about helping coaches find student athletes that have the potential to be a great fit for their program. At the end of the day, we would never tell a college coach who they should be recruiting or who's right for their program. Only the coach knows that. What we can do, kind of like a headhunter might give a CEO a short list of candidates, but they don't have to go and do the LinkedIn searches themselves. We're able to do that for college coaches where they go in our platform, they can find athletes that meet specific criteria. Mm-hmm. And then it's on them to make the connections with those student athletes. And then we also have products to help college coaches recruit live at events. So they know which fields or courts kids will be playing on. They can take notes on those athletes, share the notes with their staff, and just make it a more efficient experience when they're actually on site in an event.
That's amazing. What important factors for student athletes, what are factors that they should consider when choosing a college or a university? What would you recommend?
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into figuring out which school is the right fit. You know, I remember I almost chose my college based on the number that the college coach said that I could have. And that is not how you should choose a college. So, you know, there's so many factors, things like, you know, geographic location, the culture on the campus, the coaching staff, the athletic facilities, the players on the team and how you think you'd get along with them, the opportunity for playing time. Are you going to play right away or are you going to be sitting on the bench? And I don't think you can, you know, each one of those carries specific importance. So I always tell kids it's important to kind of figure out what's most important for you. Mm-hmm. Some kids will be devastated if they don't play their freshman year. Other kids want to go somewhere where they can really earn their spot and maybe play with better competition. So mm-hmm. that might rank differently for me than it does for you. You know, the coaching staff's really important, but coaches change. So mm-hmm. that can't be your number one, you know, factor. You need to find a school, you know, where you'd be happy, even if you weren't able to play your sport for whatever unforeseen reason. And then, you know, we always really stress it's where you go to school is not a four-year decision. It's really a 40-plus year decision. And that's where we really come in at NCSA, is helping kids kind of make the most informed decision possible so they really can look back with no regrets.
Yeah, I love that long-term perspective. That's so true. And can you share some success stories about some student athletes who have benefited from services with NCSA?
Yeah, so... Yeah. I mean, there's tons and tons of success stories. And one thing that we do that's a big part of our corporate culture at NCSA is we share these success stories all the time. So we have monthly huddles where we're constantly showcasing student athletes and the success that they're having or have had if they've made a commitment. We're constantly sending out emails with success stories. My favorite is actually an oldie but goodie of a student athlete I worked with many years ago who, you know, long story short, she... was really late in the game in recruiting. She had been recruited by, you know, several schools at all levels and then really took a step back from the process when she lost her father, her mm-hmm. senior year of high school. And it was summer before she had graduated high school and didn't have a plan. Mm-hmm. And I remember connecting with her at the time, and you know, she didn't have a plan for college, but she still had an interest in playing. Her sport was soccer. And we were able to reactivate her profile. And within a matter of days or weeks, there was interest from multiple college coaches. And she was able to go and visit to Aurora University from Kansas, where she lived. And it turned out that that school was the perfect fit for her. They were able to put together a financial package that fit her needs. And she had an incredible career, athletically, academically, mm-hmm. and then fast forward a lot of years later, and she actually married her college sweetheart. So again, we always say where you go to school is much more than a four-year decision, and you know, certainly meeting your spouse is an impactful component of your college experience. And you know, it's been probably 15 years since she went to school, and she now works for the university, has a great family area, and it's stories like that that, you know, really keep us all committed to our mission, and you know, you just see these life changing impacts.
That's fantastic, really great. And looking ahead, how do you envision the future of collegiate sports recruitment? I mean, how are you guys preparing for it at NCSA?
Yeah, it's something we think about a lot, Lisa. Yeah. You know, this future of college sports and just the recruiting process is likely will continue to be shaped by advancements in technology. There's evolving NCAA rules and changing demographics. So at NCSA, we prepare for the future by really investing in innovative technology. We've been expanding our network with college coaches, and we also work very closely with most of the USA sanctioning bodies that oversee athletics. We currently are partners with 13 governing bodies, and you know, we really are providing just comprehensive support to student athletes throughout their entire recruiting journey. So, you know, some examples of recent changes: NIL, the transfer portal. These have been significant shifts in recruiting, and you know, things that we're constantly just staying on top of, so that we can really educate our student athletes on the changing rules, make sure that they stay a step ahead, and are able to really be positioned to take advantage of the opportunities that are presented.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, you guys are definitely cutting edge, leading the pack for sure. And let's take a step and just kind of sidesteps here. I'd love to hear your personal story and your interest and passion, of course, for ice hockey and sports in general.
Yeah, so I was really fortunate. I grew up in the suburbs of Chicago, and when I was little kid, my mom put me in figure skating just as kind of an activity to do. And I saw the boys on the other side of the rink playing hockey. I was a tomboy. I had an older cousin and a friend in kindergarten who both played hockey. And so one day I came home and I told my parents I wasn't going to get back on the ice in those long white skates and I wanted to play hockey. And that was really rare back then. There were not many girls playing. And I was very fortunate that my parents were supportive. Yeah. I don't think that they thought it would stick, but here we are, you know, 30 plus years later, and really found my passion. I loved playing. There was a lot of adversity back at that time. I was, you know, the only girl my age in our town, played with all boys growing up. Through high school, I also played on a competitive girls team that really was the conduit for getting recruited. And, you know, the recruiting process was really challenging. I knew that I wanted to play at the highest level I could, at the best school possible, but didn't really have a path on how to get there other than trying to follow in the footsteps of some older teammates. So it was incredibly stressful, but, you know, it all did work out. Got to play at Yale University. I loved every second of it. Mm-hmm. My best friends to this day are my college teammates. And I would not change my decision if I could go back in time, but I wish I could have just had a less stressful senior year and kind of a clearer path on how to manage the whole recruiting process. So, you know, once I graduated college, I really wasn't sure what I wanted to do. So I prolonged the inevitable by playing professional hockey in Switzerland for a season, and then came back. And I knew I had this passion for sports, and I was intrigued by business. And I didn't really want a full-time coach, although I did coach club hockey on the side. And I did a few different things on the business side, and then ultimately found NCSA when we were really still in startup mode. Our founder had probably about 30 people in the whole company. And I joined really in a frontline position working directly with our student athletes and college coaches. And it's just been an incredible opportunity to really help grow and grow with the organization.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah, you definitely have your own story. You can really lead these students through the process. It's fantastic. How does your involvement in sports translate into the business world? How would you take those skills and translate them?
Yeah, I think all of the attributes that we learn playing sports are just integral to the business world. It's really the same thing, and business is a sport. Mm-hmm. And so all the lessons you learn through high school, college, playing, teamwork, how to have a strong work ethic. I mean, I remember if I didn't have my homework done, I knew my parents weren't going to let me go to practice. Yeah. If my grades ever would have suffered, I would not have been able to keep playing hockey. And that in itself was motivation to make sure that those things were never issues. Mm-hmm. How to have those time management skills and discipline, how to be goal-oriented and recover from failures. You know, those are all things that you learn playing sports and in the locker room and being part of a team. And they're the exact same things that are so important in the business world, whether you're just starting out in an entry-level position or leading a company. I mean, they're the same kind of skills that I draw on a daily basis are the same kind of skills I use when I was captain of my college team, or even just being part of a team in any capacity.
Yeah, I love that. And what advice would you give to a female athlete right now pursuing her passion, and particularly in a male-dominated sport?
Yeah, I would say don't quit. And work hard. I mean, like it or not, especially if you're in a male-dominated sport, you know, that hard work and trying to stay one step ahead is still important. I remember always hearing when I was growing up, you know, you need to be better than the boys to be even considered on the playing field. And whether that's true or not, I think it's a good goal to have. And then I would also say speak up and have fun. When I was a kid and I was playing with boys, I wasn't allowed in the locker room. I would come in at the end of the right before the game started with the coach, and you know, always kind of felt like an outsider. And some of that was the time, some of it was just my own probably shyness or insecurities. Mm-hmm. And I watch my 8-year-old daughter now, who she herself plays with boys, and she goes right in the locker room. She's one of the guys, 100%. She will advocate for herself, and that makes me so proud. And I think that's the mentality that girls should have.
Yeah, I love that. And what advice would you share to women who are interested in entering into the world of, you know, business, the sports business?
It's a great time to be a female looking to find an opportunity in sports business. When I was graduating college, I remember sitting down with my college coach, and he was like, "Do you want to coach?" I was like, "I'm not sure." He was like, "Okay, well, I don't." That was really it, and it was really either sports or business. Mm-hmm. And now there's so many opportunities to blend the two. So, you know, I definitely would recommend girls who are interested in business and sports to check out NCSA, check out IMG Academy. We have a lot of opportunities across the business for females to get involved in a variety of different types of roles.
Yeah, I love that. And let's just have a nice closing. How about any favorite quotes that you'd like to share with us?
So I have a lot of quotes that I like and draw from. I'll just go with an oldie but goodie. I always like the quote, "Luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity," which is an old Seneca quote. And I think it really speaks to kind of that combination of, you know, just being prepared and putting yourself in situations where, you know, you can find opportunity, and then at the same time not taking yourself too seriously and knowing that, you know, there's only so much you can control. So if you can control those things, then and keep a positive attitude, things will usually work out.
I love it. Yes, classic indeed. Great choice. Great choice. Well, thank you so much for joining us today on Game Changers. Really appreciate that.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And thanks so much for sharing about your role in SCSA and the wonderful impact that you're having every day in the lives of student athletes. And for those listeners out there, you're welcome to follow the NCSA on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. It's ncsasports.com. And on behalf of the Women's Sports Museum, I especially want to thank all of you here and for listening with us today. And we'd like to invite you to visit us on womenssportsmuseum.org. And if you have a game changer that you'd love to have interviewed here on our podcast, you can send us an email at podcast@womenssportsmuseum.org. Thanks so much, and we'll catch you in the next episode.